Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and let's recap the Mishnah brought a machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to what the din is when someone finds Shtari Chayiv. And for example, if Levi finds a note that states that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and if you will give the Shtari Chayiv to Reuven, so possibly Shimon is losing money, and if you give the note to Shimon, so possibly Shimon will be able to collect from Reuven Shaloi Kedin. And Rav Meir was mechalek between different types of notes, as if the note included a lien clause, so we would not return the shtar to Shimon, as if we did, then Bezin would collect from the Chasim Mishabadim and from the Kuchais, and maybe they're collecting Shaloi Kedin. However, if the note did not create a lien against Reuven's properties, so we would return the shtar to Shimon, as Bezin couldn't collect from the Kuchais Shaloi Kedin. And of course, the Gemara will discuss that ultimately, if we give the shtar to Shimon, then we should still be concerned that possibly Shimon will collect from Reuven himself Shaloi Kedin. And the Chacham argue on Rameya, and they hold that we're not mechal between different types of shtaris, and they hold that it doesn't make a difference if the note was Yesh ben Achrayis or Im ben Achrayis, and in either case, we would not return the note to Shimon. And the Gemara asks, what is the case of the Mishnah? As if you will say that Reuven is Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, so what is Pshat? The Rameya would hold that if there is Achrayis Nechasim, that we wouldn't return the note to Shimon. Certainly, there should be no reason why Bezin would not foreclose on the properties of Reuven and the Lukuchais, and certainly this question is Lefid Chacham as well. And if Reuven is Moida, that he owes this money, and the Shtar is valid, so why would the Chacham say that we never return the note to Shimon? And the Mefarshim discuss that how can the admission of Reuven allow us to collect from the Lukuchais if the Lukuchais were not the ones that were Moida, and it's only Reuven that is Moida, and how could we go and use the admission of Reuven against the interests of the Lukuchais? And the Gemara continues that if the Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven claims he doesn't owe Shimon any money, and either he claims that the Shtar is Perua, or Ha'adam, and the Shtar is a forgery, then how could Rav Meir say that if there is no Achrayis Nechasim written in the Shtar, that we would give the Shtar to Shimon, if Shimon would then be able to be Goyim from the Bnei Chayrin, and the unencumbered assets of Reuven? And this of course may be Shaloi Kedin, as Reuven is claiming that he doesn't owe any money to Shimon. And at this point of the Gemara explained that in Chanami, the Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven was Moida that he owes the money to Shimon, and even so, if there is a lien written in the Shtar, we would not return the Shtar to Shimon, as we have to be Choshesh that possibly Reuven and Shimon entered into this agreement in Nisan and wrote the Shtar in Nisan, and the actual loan did not actually occur until Tishrei, and this Shtar is really a Shtar Mukdam, and therefore we won't give the shtar to Shimon, as if Shimon has a shtar that he may come to collect from Lukuchai Shaloi Kedin. And the Gemara points out that although by every note that comes to Bezdin, we generally are not chayshish that maybe they were kosev Luvais Benisan v'loi lova Tishrei, that is because there is no resa in that note. However, in our Mishnah, since Shimon lost the shtar chayiv, so it shows that the shtar isn't a perfectly valid document. As if this shtar would have been a perfectly valid document, then Shimon would have watched the shtar better, and once there is a resa in the shtar, then we are chayshish Shem kosev Luvais Nisan v'leilova Tishrei, and I entice the Divim Lascha v'leilova Tishrei, that he asked on Rashi that if Shimon already lent money to Reuven and used the shtar, then certainly he would guard the shtar, and why would it make a difference if it's not perfectly valid? And therefore Taisus learns the Gemara differently than Rashi v'ayin Shum. Also, prior to beginning our Gemara, let's point out that the Gemara will discuss two different types of shtar chayiv and two different types of notes. The first is a standard shtar chayiv where Reuven and Shimon write a shtar that Shimon lent money to Reuven, and the Gemara will discuss a note called the Shtar Akna as well, which Rashi defines as a note in which Reuven writes to Shimon that it doesn't make a difference if you lend me $100 or not, that as of today I am still mischayev myself to pay you $100, and as we will see, the Shibud and Lien created by a Shtar Akna begins immediately from the date of the Shtar. And also keep in mind that on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara will bring down that according to Shmuel, we will actually have to explain our Mishnah that we're talking about a case where Reuven was not Moida, that he actually has a Schayvus to Shimon, and he's not Moida that he actually owes any money to Shimon at all, as we will see. Our Gemara now begins and asks that if we are choshish that it can be a case where someone will write a shtar nisan and not actually enter an actual loan until Tishrei, and they will use the shtar to collect from Lukuchai Shaloi Kedin, then al hadatan, that how could the Mishnah Masechet Bava Basra teach us that kaisin shtar leleiva afal pisha imal ve'imoy, that Reuven knows that he wants to borrow money from Shimon and he wants to make the process very easy, and therefore he wants to make sure that he pre-writes a shtar, and therefore when he goes to Shimon to ask him for money, then immediately he could give him the shtar chayiv, and this way he could get his loan much quicker. And therefore, Reuven goes over to the Sefer and he hires the Sefer to write him a shtar chayiv at this point, and the Sefer is allowed to do so even though the malva is not there, and he's not even certain if this loan ever took place or ever will take place. And of course, this makes sense based on the fact that by writing this loan document, it's actually against the better interest of Reuven, who actually is requesting this loan document to be drawn up. And certainly, if Reuven loses his document and someone someone finds it and gives it to Shimon, then Shimon could come and collect money for Reuven shalei kedin. But our Gemara asks, l'chatchila hecha kasvinon, how do we say that l'chatchila you could go over to a sefer and request that he writes a shtach choy for a loiva when the malva is not there? Nech Hashem akasav luvais b'nisan v'lei lava tishrei v'asi l'mitrav l'kucha shalei kedin. L'maisa, even though this will be potentially against the better interest of the loiva, but the loiva could make that decision for himself. But l'maisa, if the loiva actually is writing the shtar in nisan, but ultimately he doesn't borrow the money from Shimon until Tishrei, but l'maisa, when people go and try to collect on the lien, it will even be able to collect from the lukuchais that bought any sadis from Reuven after the point that Reuven had the shtachoy written, which was already in Nisan, and of course the loan did not yet take place at that point, and therefore these nechasim that the lukuchais bought are not really meshubed to Shimon by the sefer drawing up these documents for Reuven without Shimon being there. Then it will come out that potentially Shimon will go and collect from the lukuchais shalei kedin, and therefore it should be also for a sefer to write a shtachoy for a loiva if the malva is not there. The Gemara continues and brings its first teretz that Amar Rab Asi says, and we continue on Daf Yud Gimel Malav, that Bishtari Akna da Shabin Nafshi, that the Mishnah in Masechet Bava Basra is specifically referring to a case where Reuven comes to a sefer and asks him to write a shtar akna. And as we mentioned in Akdama, that Benegei Shtar Akna, from the moment that you write that shtar and from the date of the shtar, there is already a shibud against the karka of Reuven. As Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Bishtari Akna, Shemakle Nechosim Hayoim, Bein Yilava, Bein Lo Yilava, Yigva Mehen, Lo Isis Man Mehayoim, you'll be able to collect from the Kuchais from that moment on, and therefore by the sefer writing a shtar akna for a loiva, even though the malva is not there, it will not cause any loss to the Kuchais. But in a chedami, the Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra is not referring to a regular shtar choyv, as in that case we would have to be choshish shem akasav luvais b'nisan v'lei lava atishrei. And the Gemara continues, and really the next 11 lines of the Gemara is really just going back and reviewing the point that we previously made regarding our Mishnah. And the Gemara says that if you're making a chilul between a regular shtar choyv and a shtar akna, so yihachi masis in the tani im yesh behen achreis nechasim lo yachzer, that our Mishnah stated that lefir ameya, if the shtar choyv that was found has a lien written in the shtar, then Bezdin would not return it to Shimon. V'kimne k'shechai moida, we explained that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was moida that he owes this money to Shimon, u'mishum shem akasav lo vayis benisim v'lei lova atishrei, and the reason why we don't give back the shtar to Shimon is because we're concerned that maybe Reuven wrote the shtar in Nisan and he didn't borrow the money in Tishrei, v'asal l'mitrav l'kucha shalayk in, as we explained. And the Gemara now is amay lo yachzer, why can't you return the shtar to Shimon? Nechse, let us see, ibe shtar kna, if it's talking about a case of a shtar kna, hashabad le nafshe, lemaisa lien starts at the time that he wrote the shtar, as we just explained. Therefore, even if Shimon will collect from lekuchais, it will not be shalei kedin. And ibe shtar de lava kna, and if it's talking about a regular shtar choyv, which is not a shtar kna, lek lemechish, then certainly we can't have a chash by a regular shtar choyv that Reuven actually went and was kasav luvois benisim lei lava tishrei, as the Amrit that you just told us, that the only time that the Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra taught us that we can be kaisvin shtar leloiva afa pisha in malva imai was specifically by a shtar kna, but by a regular shtar choyv it is also for a sefer to write a shtar choyv for a leloiva when the malva is not there. Therefore, certainly this shtar choyv they found is a regular shtar choyv that was written kedin and was not a shtar muktum. And since Reuven is moida that this shtar is a valid shtar and he owes this money to Shimon, so certainly the finder should have to return the shtar choyv to Shimon, and there is no chash that Shimon will be goyve from the lukuchai shalei kedin. And the Gemara answers, Amalachar Abasi, Rabasi will respond, Afagav the story, the lavakna, kilekam mal bade lekasvinon. And although it's true that when you have a shtar that's a regular shtar choyv and it's not a shtar kna, the din is that a sefer should not write such a shtar unless the malva is there, but as we already explained, masis and kivin nafal isle, v'chayshin and dimel ikri, because of that, since in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where Reuven agrees that this shtar choyv is a valid shtar choyv and he owes this money to Shimon, so therefore Shimon must have lost his shtar choyv, and generally a person that is owed money would take care of their shtaris and would not lose their shtaris. And by the fact that Shimon lost his shtar, therefore it's a reisa in the shtar itself, and therefore specifically in this case we have to be chashish, maybe Reuven convinced the sefer to write a shtar for him even though the malva was not with him, and maybe there were cuts of luvais benisan v'lei lava tishrei, and therefore if you're going to give the shtar choyv back to Shimon, then possibly Shimon will be goyv menalkuchai shalai kedin. In a moment we will see that Abai will bring another teretz as to the pshat in the Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra that allows a sefer to write a shtar for loiva even if the malva is not there. The Gemara will explain that Abai did not like the teretz of Rabasi, as lefi Rabasi we just had to explain that in our Mishnah, even though it's generally also for a sefer to write a shtar choyv for loiva if the malva isn't there, however since in our Mishnah there is a reisa as the malva lost the shtar, therefore we are now going to be choishish that the Sofer was over on this Issa, and L'chur, it doesn't make sense to say that the Sofer will be over on this Issa in order to help out a Leiva. Therefore, Abaye will explain that the Mishnah Masechta Bava Basra is not only talking about a case of Shtar Kna, and it's even talking about a case of Shtar Chayiv, and even so, there's a din that Kaisim Shtar Leiva Alfa Pi She'im Mal V'imai, and the reason is because Abaye will hold that once you write a Shtar, you include a lien in the Shtar, and the din is that either B'chasum and Zachloi, then as the Gemara will explain, that at least once you deliver the Shtar Chayiv to the Malva and you actually take out the loan, the lien will actually date back to the original date of the Shtar. Therefore, there is no problem for a Sofer to write a Shtar for Leiva, as there won't be a problem that will be given to Lekucha Shleikadin, as the lien actually started from the date of the Shtar, and therefore when the Malva comes to collect from Lekuchais, even if the Shtar was written in Nisan and he didn't borrow the money until Tishrei, the real lien started in Nisan in any case, and therefore the Malva has a right to collect from the Lekuchais even from Nisan, and even though he didn't lend the money until Tishrei. And let us see this teretz of Abaye inside, as Abaye Amar, Abaye states, Eidah b'chasum and Zachloi, that the reason why in the Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra, the din is that Kaisu Shtar Leiva Af Pi She'im Mal V'imai, is because we hold that the lien is created at the time that the Edom sign on the Shtar, and Vafilu Shtori, the Lava Kna, and even though the Shtar is not a Shtar Kna, the din is also that the Malva could collect on his lien from the time that the Shtar was written, and therefore there's no problem of Shema Kasav Lulvay Spinisan V'lei Lava Tishrei, as the Malva will not be collecting Shalai Kedin. As we explained, that the reason why Abaye doesn't like the teretz of Rabasi is Mishum the Kashle La Abaye, because Abaye had the following question on Rabasi, that Kivin the Amr Bishtari the Lava Kna, he less the Malva Bade, like Kasfinon, as since we said that when it's a regular Shtar Chayiv, when the Malva is not there, then the Sofer does not have a right to write a Shtar Chayiv for a Leiva, and therefore, Lek Lemechish, the Ikri Vekasav, Abaye felt that you can't explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it so happened to be that the Sofer went against his din, and he even wrote a Shtar Chayiv for a Leiva, even though the Malva was not with him, and therefore Abaye comes to explain the Mishnah in Bava Basra, and he says that that Mishnah is even talking about a standard Shtar Chayiv. And of course, in 7 lines from here, the Gemara will ask a question on Abaye's teretz, if we hold Eidah B'chasum and Zachloi, and therefore a Sofer is allowed to write a Shtar Leiva Af Pi She'im Mal V'imai, then in a case where the Leiva is moider, that he owes this money to Shimon, then certainly the din should be that you could give the Shtar back to Shimon, as the Maisi is not going to be Goyva Min Alkucha Shalai Kedin, since even if they were Kasav Lulvay Spedisim V'lei Lava Tishrei, the din is that he's still Goyva Min Alkucha is from Nisan, and therefore certainly Shimon will not be Goyva Min Alkucha Shalai Kedin. The Gemara will first ask a question in order to explain the Shitva Abaya a bit better, and we already threw in a few words to explain the Shitva Abaya, and therefore the teretz for this question will be quite simple. But the Gemara now continues and asks that L'chaira, how could Abaya say that Edom B'chasum and Zachar Noi, and therefore the creation of the Shibud is Chal at the time of the Ksivas Hashtar, but Elo Hadathan, L'mais, we have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Chesem Na'alf that states, Matzah Gitei Noshim, if Reuven found Gitim of women, or he found Shechuri Avadim, he found many get Shechura, or he found Daitiki, and Rashi explains, Tavoy Shchimra, it's referring to the will of a Shchimra, V'loshin Daitiki is Do Teku, Zois Teku, meaning, my words should be Mekuyim, and you should follow my words, and you should follow my last will and testament, the Divri Shchimra, Kechsun and Chemesurin Dami, as we have it in, that the words of a Shchimra are considered like Suvim and Chemesurin Dami, and therefore they have a very strong koyach, and Matana, also if you found a Shtar Matana, as Rashi says, it's referring to Matnas Bari, a present that a Bari gave to someone else, and Vishayvim or any receipts, Harezeh Lo Yachzer, Shani Oimek, Suvim Hayov, Limel Chaleim Shalei Lindayim. So the din is that you can't give the Shtar to the beneficiary of the Shtar, and for example, you can't give a Get Noshim to a woman, or the Shechuri Avadim to an Eved, or the Shtar Daitiki, or Shtar Matana to the receiver of the gift, or the Shoiva to the one that's benefiting from the receipt. And the reason is because we say that potentially the one who wrote the Shtar wrote it, but then he decided not to give it to them. And the Gemara is according to Abaye that says that Eidah v'chasum and Zachloi v'chirim l'chalei may have, who cares if the one who wrote the Shtar decided not to deliver the Shtar v'ha amrit Eidah v'chasum and Zachloi l'maisa according to Abaye that holds Eidah v'chasum and Zachloi, therefore the Shtar is considered a valid Shtar at the moment that you wrote the Shtar, and therefore you should go and give the Shtar to the woman or to the Eved or to the Mekav Matana or to the one that the received benefits. And the Gemara responds with a simple teretz, and therefore, for example, where there's a Leiva and Malva, then the Leiva already owes this money to the Malva, as certainly the Leiva doesn't owe the money to the Malva until the point that the Malva makes the loan and the Leiva delivers the Shtar to the Malva. And Abaye's Chiddush is that once the delivery occurs, then the actual lien that's stated in the Shtar already started from the point of the writing of the Shtar and not from the point of the delivery of the Shtar, as we say, however, certainly if the the loan never occurs, and certainly if the loiver never actually delivered the shtachoyv to the malva, then certainly the shtachoyv never takes effect. And therefore, in the cases in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, certainly have to be choshish that maybe the person who wrote the shtar actually wrote the shtar, but then he decided not to give it to them, and therefore the get wasn't valid, the shtar shichur wasn't valid, the shtar daitik and shtar matana wasn't valid, and the shofar wasn't valid. And before we continue, let us see Rashi, Diyu Masel, Hanimili, Hecha Demot Shtar Liyadei, and Rashi says, Vafilu Lachazman, Zocholoi Chaysamav, Ligvois Mizman Akosaboy. Rashi continues that according to Abaya, Vikasha, if you're going to have a Kasha, Hodatan, Delamaisa, we learned in the Mishnah Mesech Shfiz, Shtari Chayva Mukdam, Psulim, Vamukhar Ksherim, Vamai Mukula Abaya, Lachar, according to Abaya, even if you have a Shtar Mukdam, Lachar, that should also be a valid Shtar, as Lamaisa, you can be Gaiva from this man of the Shtar, because Eda Bechasum and Zocholoi. And Rashi explains, Taritz, Bemukdamas, Ksivasan, Lechasimasan, that the case where Shtar Mukdam would be possible according to Abaya is in a specific scenario where Reuven went to the Seifer wrote a shtar which said that he borrowed money from Shimon on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Lemaisa the Edom didn't sign on the shtar until a later point, and therefore, of course, the lien doesn't start until a later point, and meanwhile, the shtar says that the lien starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you'll come to collect from Lukuchai Shalai Kedin. And Ayin and Rashi, who brings a second teretz as well, and Ayin and Taisis Dino Maschal Abaya Omar Eda Bechsumen Zachloi, based on our Gemara, Taisis asks a question on Rashi in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah on that base, where the Mishnah stated, Be'echa B'nissan Rosh Hashanah Lachim, and the Gemara explained this nafkamina l'shtari chayva mukdabin. And Taisis brings down the explanation that Rashi brings in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Taisis asks many questions on this pshat of Rashi, and this Taisis is also found in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah on that base, and this Taisis is not really relevant to our Gemara, so we won't get into it in great detail, but there's an interesting line in Taisis where Taisis says, V'oyd kashi yaisa ach eme kaimahena, that after Taisis asks many questions on Rashi, he says that there are many other questions, however, our sugya is not the proper place to ask these questions, ayin and Taisis. And the Gemara now continues and will ask the question on Abaya that we mentioned that the Gemara will ask for our Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, El Masisin the Tani, Matsu Shtari Chayiv, Imeish Ben Machayis Nechasim, Lo Yachzer, El Lucher in our Mishnah, where we said that according to Rameya, that if someone finds a Shtar Chayiv, that if there is a lien written in the Shtar Chayiv, then we can't return the Shtar Chayiv to the Malva, and Vukim the Keshachai Moida. And we said it's talking about a case where the Leiva actually was Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, and he actually says that this Shtar Chayiv is a valid Shtar Chayiv, and the reason why we don't return the Shtar Chayiv to Shimon is because we're concerned that maybe he wrote the Shtar Chayiv in Nisan, but Reuven didn't borrow this money until Tishrei. And the Gemara is Bishleim Rav Asi, Da'am Bishtar Knaisa, Bishleim according to Rav Asi that explained that the Mishnah Masechta Bava Basra that states, Kaisman Shtar Leiva, Afal Pisha Im Malva Imai, is specifically talking about a Shtar Kna, so Muki Lola Masisa, Mishtar Delava Knaisa, Uchraminon, then we will explain that our Mishnah is talking about a regular Shtar Chayiv, the din of the Mishnah Masechta Bava Basra doesn't apply, and therefore a Seifer is not allowed to write a shtar for a Leiva when the Malva is not with him, even though we're generally not choshish that a Seifer would write such a shtar, but in our Mishnah, since the Malva lost the shtar chayiv, therefore it is raised in the shtar chayiv, and we're choshish shemakas a little vispinissa b'lei lava tishrei, if we return the shtar chayiv to Shimon, then Shimon will be gaivah from the lukuchay shalai kadin. And Rashi explains v'chayshin dilma ikri v'kasev v'havalei muktim, that we are choshish that maybe the Seifer actually decided to go and write it, and therefore it's a shtar mukum, and therefore Bezdin felt that it wasn't necessarily a good shtar, and therefore they were mafka the shtar, and they allowed us to throw it out and not give it back to the malvo. However, the Gemara is Allah Bayad Amma Ida Bechasum and Zachloi, Maikle Mema, Lacher according to Abayad, he explained that the Mishnah Mesechta Bava Basra is not only talking about a shtar kna, but it's even talking about a regular shtar chayiv, and the din is that Ida Bechasum and Zachloi, and therefore the lien starts at the point that they wrote the shtar. So Lacher, since our Mishnah is talking about a case where the labor was murdered that he owes this money to Shimon, and the shtar chayiv is a valid shtar chayiv, so why wouldn't we return the shtar chayiv to Shimon? And certainly, since Eidah b'chasum and zachloi, Shimon has full rights to go and be goyim al kuchais from Nisan, and therefore there's no chash that Shimon will be goyim al kuchais shalai kedin. The Gemara answers Omel chabaya, Abaya will respond, Masis and Hainu Taimur, the Cheshim will pureim leknunya. The reason why our Mishnah stated that you can't return the shtar chayiv to Shimon is because we have to be choshish that possibly Reuven already paid off the chayiv to Shimon, and at the time that Reuven paid off his chayiv to Shimon, Shimon returned the shtar to Leiva, and then Reuven lost the shtar chayiv. Then once they heard that the shtar chayiv was found, then Reuven and Shimon got together and they made a deal. Reuven told Shimon that Lemaisa, since I took out this loan, I sold property to Levi, and I sold the property to him Shaloi Bachrayas, meaning that even if you take this field away from Levi, Levi will not be able to come back to me and demand any money from me, as I sold this property to Levi subject to your lien. And therefore Reuven tells Shimon, we will go to Bezin. I will actually tell Bezin that I actually still owe this money to you. You will get get back the shtar chayiv, and then you'll come and collect money from me, and I will say I don't have any money. You will then be able to go and collect the field I sold to Levi, and you'll collect that field from Levi, and we will then split the profits, and Levi will never be able to come back to me and demand his money back, because with chayish lepurayin uleknunya. Therefore, even though Reuven is being moider that he owes this money to Shimon, but lemaisa we have to be chayish lepurayin uleknunya, and therefore we can't return the shtar chayiv to Shimon. And ayin tesis diva masal chayim time at the chayshim lepurayin uleknunya. V'savi rabbanon and rabbanon that argue on Ramei and our Mishnah, and they hold that in the case where the shtar doesn't have a lien written in the shtar, the din is that you don't give it back to Shimon. That's because they hold achrayis tayseifu, and even though the shtar doesn't make any mention of a lien, it's considered as if there's a lien in the shtar. V'lekach liyachse afilo in by achrayis, and therefore the rabbanon hold that you can't return the shtar to Shimon, even though there wasn't any achrayis written in the shtar. And since achrayis tayseifu, therefore if Shimon has the shtar chayiv, then Bezim will allow him to go and collect from lekuchayis. And potentially it was a knunya over here, and he's collecting from them shalei kedin. And Taisa says that this is the same svara according to Rabasi. The Rabbanan hold that in the chenami there is no lien that's written in the shtar, but achray is tayis sefer, and therefore even in this case we have to be concerned. Shema kasev lulbeis benissen v'loy lova tishrei, and therefore if we would give the shtar back to Shimon, we would have to be concerned that maybe Shimon will be collecting from the lekuchay shalei kedin. And the Gemara continues and asks, ul shmul d'amar leichashin leperen leknunya mayiklemema, that lechayr according to Shmuel hold that we're never chayish for purayin, and we're not chayish that people will get together and make a deal and go and cheat someone. How could Shmuel explain our Mishnah? Rashi explains that when we said that Shmuel is not chayish for purayin on the knunya, is bishtar nimsa, is when you find a shtar, that feel in chayim moida. And Shmuel holds that in the case where you find a shtar chayiv, even in the case where the leiv is not moida, he owes this money to Shimon, we still could return the shtar chayiv to Shimon, because there's a chazaka that if Reuven actually paid off his debt, then Reuven would have received the shtar back from Shimon, and he would have immediately ripped up the shtar. And by the fact that we find a shtar and it wasn't ripped up, it must be that it actually belongs to the malva. And certainly in the case where the leiv is moida, he still owes the money to Shimon, then certainly we would give back the shtar to Shimon, and we're not chayishes l'purayin l'knunya. And therefore, why is it that on the Mishnah where the leiv is moida, he owes this money to the malva, that we say you can't give the shtar back to the malva? And the Gemara states, Hanichi sabli krabasi d'am b'shtari knar. Then certainly, according to Shmuel, he could explain our Mishnah like Rabasi says that the Mishnah Masechta Babasa is talking about shtar knar, and therefore mukilah masisim b'shtari d'lava knar. And therefore, as we already stated, the Rabasi will explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case of a regular shtar chayiv, and there's no chashash l'purayin l'knunya. But the chashash is that even though it's also for a sefer to be kaisu shtar leiva afal pishein malve imai, however, since the shtar chayiv was lost, therefore there's reis in the shtar chayiv, and we're going to be chayish shem kasa luvois benisim v'lei lava tishrei, and therefore we're chayish that maybe Shimon is being goyvim al kuchah shalai kedin. The eli savak abaya d'ama eder b'chasum zochloi mayik lemema. But l'chayir if Shmuel holds like abaya that eder b'chasum zochloi, then as we previously explained, abaya explained the mishnah masechta babasa that stated kaisu shtar leiva afal pishein malve imai. That's not only talking about shtar knar, that then also applies to a regular shtar chayiv, as we explained, because even if Reuven would actually write a shtar chayiv and he was kasav luvos benisim le'lova tishrei, the lien would actually start from Nisan based on the fact that even b'chasum zochloi. And even though Abaye was able to explain that the reason why our Mishnah stated that we don't give back the shtar chayiv to Shimon is because we're chayshin l'purein l'knunya, but Shmuel just stated that we're not chayshin l'purein l'knunya, and why is it that our Mishnah states that you can't give back the shtar chayiv to Shimon, and what is the chashash? And the Gemara responds that although Rav Asi and Abaye explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was moida that he owes this money to Shimon, however Shmuel mukil masisin k'she'in chayiv moida, Shmuel will explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was not moida that he owes this money to Shimon. And as we will see, Reuven actually claimed that the shtar is mezuyif and he never owed any money to Shimon. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi, if you're telling us that Shmuel holds that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven actually claims that the shtar is mezuyif, so ki'im ben achrayis dechasim amayachser, then how could Rameya say in the Mishnah that if the shtar doesn't have a lien that's written in the shtar, then you would return the shtar to the malva? If l'chayin he delay government m'shabdim v'dechayin mikbegavi, although certainly the shtar doesn't have any achrayis dechasim that's written in the shtar, and therefore Shimon cannot cheat the lekuchais, and Shimon will not be able to be goyva from the lekuchais. However, by giving the shtar back to Shimon, Shimon will now be able to go and collect from Reuven, and l'maisa Reuven is claiming that he doesn't owe this money to Shimon, and the shtar is mezuyif. And the Gemara explains Shmuel tamei that Shmuel is going to shitasei the Amos Shmuel that Shmuel holds oimahir amei shtar chayiv sheim beachrayis nechasim and goyva loim mishabni loim lechari. That Rameya holds that if Reuven and Shimon write a shtar chayiv and they don't write a lien into the shtar, and not only don't we say that achrayis tayisayfa, and therefore Shimon would be able to collect mibdechari and even mishabdi. However, a may hold that you will not be able to use the shtar, not to be goyim from Mishubadim, and even not to be able to be goyim from Dechari, and you couldn't even collect directly from Ruvain. And therefore, a may hold in our Mishnah that there is no problem to return the shtar choyv to Shimon, as Shimon will not be able to use the shtar choyv to collect from Ruvain in any case. And the Ridvar explains that the reason for a may is the time of the milsom Mishum the kivish aim by Shibud, since there is no Shiba that's written in the shtar, and the Eino Isa Maisa shtar, and therefore the shtar is not doing what it's set up for, which is to create a Shibud and to create liens. Since there is no lien against the Kaka of Ruvain, therefore it is considered like a Shmilval Peh, and Havalei Chasba B'Amo, and we look at the shtar as if it's just a standard piece of paper, and we know that we can't be Makabal Edis when they write down the Edis, and therefore this would be a Chesaron, as the Chiddush of the Torah that a shtar works, and we don't say Mipim Vlaimi Piksavam is only in a case where the shtar actually has a purpose and the shtar creates a lien. The Gemara continues, and if according to Rabbeya you can't collect by using the shtar, so why would we say that we return the shtar choyv to the malva, and what purpose does the shtar serve for the malva? And the Gemara answers, that in the chenami the shtar will not serve any purpose and the malva cannot collect with the shtar. However, the malva could use it in order to cover up his jug, and therefore there is a use to this paper, but not to collect the shtar. In the chenami there isn't much value to this piece of paper. The Gemara now is that if in any case the malva can't use the shtar choyv, and he will only be able to use this paper to cover up his jug, so then we should return it to Leiva in order that Leiva should be able to go and cover up his jug. And the Gemara answers that certainly we can't return the piece of paper to the Leiva, as Leiva haka'ama lohayu dvar ma'ilam, as the Leiva actually claimed that this loan never occurred. The Leiva claimed that the shtar is mezuyif and he never actually made the shtar, and therefore certainly this piece of paper doesn't belong to the Leiva, and that's why we return the paper to the Malva. And although the Malva will not be able to collect from the Leiva, Shmuel holds that Lefira Meir, this shtar is not considered a valid shtar, but ultimately the Malva will be able to use this paper, Lotza Pisul Chusei. And of course, the Rabbanan who argue in our Meir and our Mishnah, they hold that even a shtar choyv, she'im be'achreis nechasim, even though you can't be goyvim from Mishabdi, but you could be goyvim b'dechari, and therefore they hold that since Reuven is not Moida, that he borrowed this money, and Reuven claims that this shtar is actually Mezuyev, therefore certainly you can't return the shtar choyv to Shimon, as if you return the shtar choyv to Shimon, then Shimon will be able to go and collect from Reuven shaloi kedin. And before we continue, let us see Rashi at the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Malaf, Diva Maskel Shmuel Mukula Kishin Chay Moida, Bixivus Hashtar. Reuven doesn't even admit that he wrote the shtar, as we explained that the Leiva didn't say that it's a proper shtar and I paid it, but the Leiva claimed that this shtar is actually Mezuyev, and Rashi is Vim Taima Iskayim Bechisamav, so why don't we give Reuven an opportunity to be Mekayim the shtar through going and verifying its signatures, and that would show that this is actually not a shtar Mezuyev. And Rashi explains, Kivish Shinafel Israelay, once a shtar falls, then there's a chasar in the shtar, because generally someone would watch the shtar that's a valid shtar. I mean, and then we say, Mepesha Puzzle Hoyal Loy Nizar, because it's puzzle, therefore Shimon was not Nizar, and he dropped a shtar, and therefore we would believe Reuven, and even if Edom would come and actually be Mekayim the shtar would not be valid, and we would say that the Edom thought that these are actually the signatures of these Edom, but really it's not the signatures of the Edom, and Shimon did a very good job in forging the shtar. Before we continue, let us remember that we just had three different ways to understand the pshat of Ramea in our Mishnah. Both Rabasi and Abaye explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven is moider that he owes this money to Shimon, and that the shtar is a valid shtar, and the reason why the fear of Ramea, if the shtar has a lien written into the shtar, that we would not return the shtar to the Malva. Fear of Abasi is because with Choshish that maybe the Sefer wrote a shtar for the Leiva, Afal Pi She'im Malva Imai, and potentially the Leiva had the shtar written in this son, and the actual loan did not occur until Tishrei, and if we return the shtar to Shimon, then potentially Shimon will go and collect the Lekucha Shalai Kedin. Abayu held that either Bechasum and Zachalai, and therefore even if they wrote the shtar in Nisan and they didn't lend the money until Tishrei, the actual lien starts in Nisan, so therefore that wouldn't be the problem. But Lemaisa Abayis Chashin Leperein Lekanunya. Then we saw that if Shmuel holds that we're not Chayish Leperein Lekanunya, and also holds like Abayah that either Bechasum and Zachalai, then he will have to explain the Mishnah that it's talking about a case where Reuven actually was not Moida that he owes this money to Shimon, and he actually says that the shtar is Mezuyev, and that's why certainly Rameya holds that you can't return the shtar if there's a lien written in the shtar. However, when there's no lien written in the shtar, the Shmuel holds or Rameya holds that you could return the shtar to Shimon, as Shimon will not be able to use the shtar to collect from Reuven. As Shmuel holds that Rameya holds shtar choyv she'im be'achreis nechasim in goy v'loim mishabdi v'loim b'dechari, and the reason why we return the paper to the malva is only lotzal pitzul chusei. And before we continue, let's just point out that Rashi at the top of the Daf Yud Gimel Beis points out that even though we just mentioned from Shmuel that Rameya holds that in a goyva leiman chasim shabbat of leiman b'dichirin, that is only in a leiva meida, only the case where leiva is not meida. But if the leiva would be meida, then certainly the malva would be able to collect from b'dichirin. And our Gemara now continues and will bring two different shitas. It'll bring the shita of Rabbi Elazar, and it'll also bring the shita of Rabbi Yechon as to how to explain our Mishnah. And the shita of Rabbi Elazar will be exactly like the shita of Shmuel, and the shita of Rabbi Yechon will be like the shita of Abaya. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar states, Machlekes b'shein chay meida. The machlekes between Ramei and the Chacham in the Mishnah is in the case where Reuven was not meida, that he actually owes this money to Shimon. Reuven actually claims that this shtar is mezuyev. Ramei is sava shtar she'im b'yachayis d'chassim in a goyvel leim b'mshav d'loim b'dechari. That as we brought from Shmuel on Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, there may hold that if you have a shtar that it doesn't have a lien written in the shtar, then we consider it mipiyim v'loim mipiksavim, and it's considered as if there's no edim in the shtar, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be goyva from b'shavdi and not even from the b'dechari. And that's why Ramei holds that if there is no lien written in the shtar, you return the piece of paper to Shimon, and Shimon could use it lots of pisuchasei. Based on Rashi, we will be gurus to parentheses in the next Gemara. Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan actually argue on Rameya, and they hold that in Chinami, although you didn't write any lien in the shtar, then you can't collect from Mishabadim, but you can collect from Bleichari. And therefore, since Reuven is claiming that this shtar is Mezuyev, so you can't return the shtar to Shimon, as he'll go and collect from Reuven Shalekadin. And Rashi once again points out that why don't we just go and bring Edim in order to be Mekayim the shtar and show that it's not Mezuyev. Rashi once again says, that since the shtar fell from Shimon, Israeli, so it shows that Shimon wasn't so concerned about the shtar as it potentially was Mezuyev, and therefore we will say that even if Edim come and Mekayim these chasimis, that we would still not believe the Edim, and therefore we would say that the shtar is Mezuyev, and therefore you can't return the shtar to the Malva, and Shimon will then be able to go and collect from Reuven Shalekadin. And although the Gemara later on will tell us that Lefira Beleza, the Chacham hold Achrayas Tayyaseifa, and therefore, even though they didn't write any Achrayas in the Shtar, you could still be Goiva Minchasim Shubadim. However, the Gemara right now is going Lefira Havmina, and it tells us that even according to Havmina, where we don't say Achrayas Tayyaseifa, even so, the Rabbanan hold that you could still be Goiva Minchasim Deicharin, and therefore, by giving the Shtar back to Shimon, you'll cause a loss to Reuven. And I and the other Rishonim, including the Rashba and Ritva, who actually are not curious as princes, and they hold that even at this point, the Gemara understood that the Rabbanan hold that Achrayas Tayyaseifa. Therefore, if you give the shtar back to Shimon, not only will Shimon be able to cheat the leiva and collect from the leiva, but Shimon potentially will even be able to go and collect from the lekuchei shalekadin. And Rabbi Elazar continues, avak shekayim moida. But if Reuven would actually be moida, he owes this debt to Shimon. Divrei akol yachzer. And certainly, all agree in a case where there was no lien written in the shtar. And certainly, since Reuven was moida, that he owes this debt to Shimon, so we'll return the shtar to Shimon, and Shimon will be able to collect from Reuven. Even in a case where there was a lien that was written in the shtar, the Chacham would also agree to Rameya that we will return the shtar chayiv to Shimon, and even though he'll be able to be goyim min al kuches, as Lemaisa Rabbi Elazar agrees to Shmuel that would not chayish lepurein leknunya. Keep in mind that we also have to say that Rabbi Elazar agrees to Abaya that eda bechasum and zachin loy. Therefore, even if it was kasav luvois benisa and v'loy lava atishrei, Shimon is not going to collect from the kuches shloy kedin, as the shibud started from the time that they wrote the shtar and not from the time that Shimon gave the loan to Reuven. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon states, Machlekes Shechayim Moida, that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chacham in our Mishnah is in a case where Reuven is Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, as Rabbi Yisov Ashtashim Be'achayas Nechasim, Mishabdhud Loigavi, Avim Bechari Migbegavi, that Rabbi holds that since the shtar doesn't have a lien written in the shtar, therefore Shimon will only be able to collect from Bechari and not from Mishabadim. Therefore, we can return the shtar Chayiv to Shimon because he'll be able to collect from Reuven. And even though generally with Chashina and Lepurein Leknunya, but Lemaisa, since the shtar doesn't have any lien written in the shtar, so Shimon will not be able to collect from Lekuchais, and therefore we don't have to worry that Shimon will collect from Lekuchais Shalekadin. However, Rabbanan Savri Mishabdi Nabi Gavi, the Rabbanan hold that since Achrayas Toyaseifa, therefore even though they didn't write any lien into the shtar, it is as if there is a lien that was written in the shtar, and therefore the Chacham hold that even in a case where the lien was not written in the shtar, you can't give that shtar Choy back to Shimon, as Rabbi Yechon is going like the Shita Rabbaya, and we are Choshesh Lepurein Leknunya, and therefore Shimon may go and collect from Lekuchais Shalekadin. And Rabbi Yechon continues, however, in a case where Reuven actually claims that even though the shtar was a valid shtar, but I already paid Shimon back and I don't owe him this debt any longer, even Ramey would agree that you can't give the shtar choy back to Shimon, as even though Ramey may hold that you can't be goyva from Mishabodim, and therefore Shimon will not be able to collect from Lekuchais, but Lemaisa Shimon would be able to collect from Reuven himself. Lemaisa Reuven claims that he actually paid up the shtar, and therefore he can't give give the shtar choy back to Shimon, as he shouldn't be goyver for Reuven shaloi kadin. Rashi says, as we explain, and Rashi is bavoning that in the Chanami, in the case where Reuven would claim that it was a mezuyif, then the same idea would apply that we can't give it back to Shimon, as ultimately he'll collect from Reuven, who is claiming that it's mezuyif. And as we said beforehand, even if Eden would come and try to be mekayim the shtar, that we would not believe them because the shtar was already Isra and it already had a reyesa, as since Shimon dropped the shtar and lost it, therefore it shows that it was really not a valid shtar and it must have been mezuyif. The Gemara continues, Tani Kavasi Rabbi Echon will bring a brisa which will be like Rabbi Echon, and as we said, Rabbi Echon holds like the sheet of Abaya, and v'tiyufta de Rabbi Elazar b'chada v'tiyufta de Shmuel b'tati. Since this brisa will be like Rabbi Echon, therefore it will be a tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar as well as to Shmuel, and will even be a tiyufta to Shmuel regarding another din that Shmuel stated. The Gemara brings a brisa, Matzah Shtar Echoy v'yesh ben Achrayis Nechosim Afal Pisha Shneim Moedim Leyachsel Leylezeh Veleylezeh. If Levi finds a Shtar Echoyv and there's a Achrayis Nechosim written to Shtar Echoyv, even though Reuven and Shimon are both Moedah, that this is a valid Shtar, and Reuven is Moedah that he owes this money to Shimon, you can't return the Shtar neither to Reuven or to Shimon. And of course, both Rameya and the Chacham agree to this din, as this is the standard din that we mentioned in the Mishnah that both Rameya and the Chacham agree with. And the Brisa continues with the Shita Rameya that Ein Bein Achrayis Nechosim, that if the Shtar did not have a Achrayis Nechosim and did not have a lien written to Shtar, Bizman Shaloiva Moedah Yachsel Malva, that if the Loiva is Moedah that he owes this money to Shimon, then you would return the Shtar to the Malva. And since the Shtar doesn't have any lien in it, and therefore Shimon will not be able to be goyim and alakuchais, so there is no problem by giving the shtar back to Shimon, as ultimately Shimon will only be able to collect from the leiva, and the leiva was moider that he owes this money to Shimon. However, in a leiva moider lo yachse leilezeh veleilezeh div Rameya, and Rameya holds that if the leiva is not moider that he owes this money to Shimon, then you can't return the shtar chayiv to the leiva, and certainly not to the malva. If we give the shtar chayiv back to Shimon, then Shimon may try to collect from Reuven shalei kedin. The brisa continues shay Rameya ime, because Rameya holds shtar chayiv sheish b'machrayis nechasim goyim. However, if you have a shtar that doesn't mention a lien, then goyim minchasim deicharin. We don't say achrayis tayisefer, and therefore you only could be goyim minchasim deicharin, and therefore Ramei hold that you could return the shtar choyv to Shimon. The chacham argue on Ramei, and they hold echadzeh vechadzeh goyim minchasim shibadim. Even when the shtar doesn't mention any lien, that you could still be goyim minchasim shibadim because achrayis tayisefer. Therefore, the rabbanon argue on Ramei, and they hold that even in a case where Reuven is moed that he owes this debt to Shimon, even though the shtar doesn't have any lien mentioned in the shtar, but we still would not return the shtar chayv to Shimon as a chayis to Yosefa, and therefore if we return the shtar chayv to Shimon, Shimon will be able to collect from Lekuchais, and Rabbanon hold like Abaya and like Rabbi Echon stated that we're chayshin leprein lekununya, and therefore if we give the shtar chayv back to Shimon, he may go and try to collect from Lekuchais like Kedin. And certainly, as we just explained, that this brisa works out exactly like the sheet of Rabbi Echon and the sheet of Abaya, and therefore tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar b'chada, this brisa is also tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar. In one of the dinner, Rabbi Elazar stated, "The Amal Rabbi Meir Shtash in Bechrayis Nechasim in a Goyim Nechasim Shabbatim V'Leim Nechasim Deicharin." And the Meiser Rabbi Elazar held like Shmuel that according to Rabbi Meir, if there's a shtar where there's no lien written in the shtar, then not only can't be goyva from Nechasim Shabbatim, but it's not considered shtar at all, as there is a chesaronim and piyim V'Leim Piksavim, as we explain. Therefore, you wouldn't even be able to collect from Nechasim Deicharin. The Gemara continues that we actually have a second problem with Rabbi Elazar based on the brisa, because V'Kama Bein Rabbi Meir Bein Rabbanon Leichashin LeKnunya. Both Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel said that both according to Rameya and according to Rabbanon were not chayish l'knunya. The Brisa is a tiyufta to both of these klolim that Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel stated as a Brisa k'tani. The Brisa we stated mefurish that lefi Rameya shtasha in be'achayish l'chosim, that even a shtar that doesn't have a lien mishabdi loy gavi, although you can't collect from mishabadim ham deichayim migba gavi, but Shimon would still be able to use the shtar in order to collect directly from Reuven and from his bneichayim. Therefore, that clause of the Brisa is against the sheet of Rabbi Elazar and against the Shita of Shmuel, the Ktani, and we also saw in the Brisa that we stated Bein Rameya, Bein Rabbanon, Chayshin LeKnunya, the Ktani, Afal Pisha Shtei Moedim LeYachse LeLezev LeLezev, Alma Chayshin LeKnunya, and as we explained that that's because we're Chayish LeKnunya, and therefore once again we see that the Brisa is not going like Rabbi Elazar or like the Shita of Shmuel, and the Gemara now just proved that the Brisa is not like Rabbi Elazar, not like Shmuel, but the Maisa at the beginning of the Gemara stated that once we see this Brisa, it'll be a riot to Rabbi Echon and to Abaya, v'tiyufta Rabbi Elazar b'chada, and it'll be a tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar, but he gave one din. Maisa, we just brought down that from the Brisa, we actually see two dinim, which are against the Shita of Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. And the Gemara therefore is, for Haditatihu, how can you say this Tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar b'chada, if Maisa, we just brought two different Tiyuftas on Rabbi Elazar? We continue on Daf Yudal Manav, and the Gemara explains that Chadahu, that really the basis for this Tiyufta is really one idea, the Chad Tamu, knew that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer said both of these dinim is based on one reasoning, the Mishum Dekam Rabbi Eliezer Machlekes B'Shein Chayim Moida, that since Rabbi Eliezer said the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim is in a case where Reuven's not Moida, that he owes his debt to Shimon, therefore, whom Itar Tzachi, that's why he had to explain the din of the Mishnah as he explained. Certainly, we see that the Brice is against the whole din of Rabbi Eliezer and the basis of Rabbi Eliezer's din, as the Brice states that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim is actually in a case where Reuven is actually Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, and therefore, the Brice is a tiyuf to the Rabbi Eliezer B'chada, but ultimately, since the Brice holds that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim is in a case where Reuven's Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, therefore, of course, there will be two dafkaminas between the Shita of the Brice and the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Certainly, the Brice cannot hold like Rabbi Eliezer that Shtasha in Be'echrayas Nechasim ain't a goyim in the Chasim Shubad of Leim in the Chasim Lecherin. The Brice has to hold that Shtasha in Be'echrayas Nechasim and Mishabdu Legavi, Havim Lecherin, Migba Gavi. And although Rabbi Eliezer is not Chayish Lepurei and Lekanunya, however, the Brice certainly must be Chayish Lepurei and Lekanunya, as otherwise we would not have a valid pshat as to why Rabbi Eliezer holds that if Reuven is murdered, that he owes this money to Shimon, that if there's a Chayis in the Shtar, that we would actually not return the Shtar to Shimon, and that is because we Chayishin Lepurei and Lekanunya. Gemara continues that we stated on Daf Yud Gimel Beis that this Brice will not only be a Tiyufta to Rabbi Eliezer B'chada, but this Brice will be a Tiyufta to Shmuel B'tati, and the Gemara states Tiyufta to Shmuel B'tati, Chodek Rabbi Eliezer. Number one, it's the same Tiyufta that we had in Rabbi Eliezer, the Amukim Asis B'Shein Chayim Moida, because as we explained, according to Shmuel, if he doesn't hold like Rabasi and he holds like Abaya, that either B'chasum and Zachin Loi, then Shmuel would have to explain the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim that is discussing a case where Reuven is actually not Moida, he owes the money to Shimon, and he actually claims that the Shtar is Mezuyev. Therefore, as we just proved for the Brisa, that the Brisa clearly states that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim, specifically in a case where Reuven is Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, and therefore, certainly this Brisa is a Tiyufta to Shmuel. In the Chodan, we also see from this Brisa a Tiyufta to another member of Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, because Shmuel taught us, Matzah Shtar Kna B'Shuk, if Levi finds a Shtar Kna in the marketplace, and as we explained at the top of that Pyugimel Manalev, that a Shtar Kna refers to a note that Reuven writes to Shimon, and he writes that even if you don't lend me the money, I will still owe you $100. And as we previously explained, the lien of that type of a Shtar would begin at the time that they wrote the Shtar. We would not have to wait until the time that the actual Halva occurred, and therefore, Yachsel Labailim, even if Reuven is not murdered, he owes this money to Shimon, the din is that you will return the Shtar Kna to the Malva. And as Rashi says, the Lekel Meimah Kosel Lulvais Vileg Lava, and in this case, we can't say that maybe Reuven wrote the Shtar, but he actually did not take out the Halva, that feel like Lava, Shabbat Nafshe, that even if Reuven never took out the loan, he still is Meshabbat himself, and therefore Reuven is still chayav to pay Shimon $100. And the Loichai Shidon Leparayan, and we have to say that according to Shmuel, the reason is because we're not chayish, that maybe Reuven paid back the chayiv, and the reason why we don't have the chash is because Shmuel holds that any time that someone pays back the chayiv, they immediately take back their shtar and they rip it up. And by the fact that we find the shtar that's not ripped up, it must be that it belongs to the malva. The loiva did not yet pay off this halva. And the reason why it'll be a tiyufta from a brisa on this din of Shmuel is the tani hacha afal pisha shnei moidim loyachse loyluzer loyluzer. As in the brisa we stated that even if Reuven and Shimon are both moida, that Reuven owes his money to Shimon, they would not return the shtar to Reuven or to Shimon. Alma chayshin leprayin. Therefore, we see that chayish leprayin v'koshkin hacha to loy moida loiva the chayshin leprayin. Certainly, the brisa would hold that in the case of Shmuel, where the loiva is actually not moida, that he owes his money, then certainly would have to be chayish leprayin. And therefore, from the brisa that we just brought on Daf Yigdal Beis, we also see a tiyufta to this din of Shmuel of matzah shtar kna b'shuk that yachsel abaglin v'loy chayshin leprayin. As according to the brisa, we would be chayshin leprayin, and therefore, according to the brisa, we would not return a shtar kna to Shimon, and we will stop over here.